Hi everyone, so today is Sunday, December 30th, 2018. It's Sunday night and I'm hanging out today. You guys, something exciting for the very first time ever on the Betty Show podcast. My very first guest, you guys. Yay! So today I have my very first guest and it's one of my oldest, nearest and dearest friends. We've known each other for over 10 years now. And he goes by the name of Mr. Pretty Flaco. So say hello to my listeners.
Yo, 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 what's up?
So he's here to help me dissect the world of the dating site. So yeah, who hasn't before been on a dating site app? I mean, we can go as far back as MySpace, which started the whole fucking thing, right?
Yep.
Which is, by the way, where we met. Embarrassing or no?
No.
No? Okay. No, I don't think so either. Because back in the day, I think a lot of people were meeting off of MySpace or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, we'll get to that story later. So, we thought about this topic today because I wanted to kind of explore and talk about the different sides, meaning because I'm a female, I get a different experience from it. I mean, we pretty much both guys and girls get the crazy experience where we meet someone completely random and stuff, but I mean the overall how the site is displayed to you versus how it's displayed to me, because we'll jump right into one of the major differences, which is we talked about, didn't you mention they charge the guys? The girls never get charged. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
The girls never get charged. I found this out by another friend that I knew and met through a dating site. Should I say what dating site? Well, Meet Me. Yeah. Embarrassing, you know, but everyone was doing it. Is that my excuse? So anyway, this guy, we ended up being cool friends, and so we would log in to Meet Me at the same time while we were actually hanging out. And so I seen that on his version of it, he had to pay in order to keep scrolling to see who was still online or something like that. Something as simple as that. To girls, we don't ever get charged for anything. We can scroll all we want. So how do you feel about that?
I feel scammed.
As you should.
Because the way I see it, you can't put a price on something, especially an overpriced, vagina, pussy, whatever.
Well, that's true. I've heard a lot of girls use dating apps as a pimp, you know what I mean, to pretty much, yeah, sell their shit, their sex or whatever, another version of, or the updated version of prostitution. But no, before we get to that, even just the site themselves would charge. I remember the guy said that he had to enter a credit card number where if he wanted to keep seeing local girls, he had to pay a certain amount for a certain an hour or something more of it. That's just so fucked up in my opinion, because I think it's unfair. Why? We get to scroll all the local guys and talk to whoever we want, and it's for free. Not that I'm complaining, because I don't want to pay. I wouldn't have paid anyways if it was starting to want to charge. I'm not gonna pay to fucking meet anyone. I don't care. But I just thought it was the most crazy, unfair, fucked up thing, right? The site. Not the girls, the site.
Yes, because these girls claim that they're looking for fun.
But I'm saying the site. The site. Because you had Meet Me, right?
Yeah.
When you had Meet Me, do you remember ever having to pay for scrolling or anything?
No.
No? That's weird, because he did. I wonder if it was something different.
No, because there's there's like a premium account that's called Meet Me Plus or something like that. But that you have to pay like a monthly fee of like $20 a month or whatever, you know.
For what? Like what is so special about it?
Just to have them read your message, like be like on top.
For exposure, like right?
Priority.
Oh, okay. All right. So I don't know. Well, the girls have that option as well, maybe? I just probably never noticed it because I would never, ever, ever pay for anything that I don't have to pay for, you know? I'd rather go out and meet people, like by actually talking to them. But anyway, so yeah, we just want to kind of like dabble around like all these different crazy kind of the differences between like a guy account on a dating app and then the girl account. So I don't know, being on a dating app for a guy on an average day looks like what? Like in your inbox looks like what?
It's rare that I get a message by a girl, and to be at the top of it, you can't even tell if they're a real female or they're a transgender or they're just like a catfish.
So let's get right into it. What's like the craziest story you're willing to share with us from a dating app that you can remember like off the top of your head?
This one was off of Meet Me when it first came out. Usually a lot of people don't know that before Meet Me, the name of the website was called My Yearbook.
What the hell? How the hell do you know that?
Because I used to have My Yearbook.
How do you know that it upgraded? They announced it?
No, they've been like that for like, I would say like 5 years at least.
But why My Yearbook? I'm sorry if you hear all this like crackling. We're like eating candy here. Well, not candy, chocolate. It's Reese's Pieces, my absolute favorite, by the way. Sorry, not sorry. Anyways, carry on with your story.
It was like I was saying, it was called My Yearbook.
Why?
I have no idea. But there's one girl that was hyped to me. She seemed like very cool, chill kind of girl that you wouldn't believe to ever find on an online dating site.
Too good to be true.
Yeah. Yes. And unfortunately, a few years ago, like maybe back in like 2003, I was messaging this girl, and she was messaging back, picture exchanges and everything. And one time on the weekend, my parents were out.
You guys agreed to meet.
We agreed to meet somewhere in HP.
In an undisclosed location.
Yeah. I talked to her one time on the phone. She had a nice, soft, gentle voice. So, the next thing I do is when we meet up.
What did you guys talk about on your phone conversation?
We didn't really get to talk that much because she was like trying to hide something, but I wasn't sure if she was trying to hide something or not.
Like she's married or something?
No, not that. It's like, okay, I want to hear your voice, how do you sound and everything, you know? And she called me like maybe like twice and cool and everything. But from the first call and the second call, her voices did not match.
Ew. Was it two different people?
I'm guessing.
That's so random and weird. But yeah, I mean, what else do we expect from the dating world?
Well,
the dating app world.
How it's pretty much known that is pretty much known that Haunting the Park is known for having a lot of transgenders or transvestites.
No offense, Huntington Park.
Well, back to the story. When we finally get to meet and everything, when she came to my car right away from like maybe 5 feet away, I noticed that it was a transgender.
How did you know right away? From like far?
Yeah.
Why?
Her Adam's apple.
You could spot her from that far away.
Yeah.
Or was it like her face? Her, was she tall?
Yeah, she was tall and she was muscular.
Oh my god. Was she ugly?
For being a transgender, she wasn't.
But it was obvious, like you can yeah. tell straight up. So what went through your fucking mind at that moment? Like, what the hell were you thinking?
Oh, like, what the fuck? You know?
Did you think about, like, just starting your car and running away?
Actually, I told her, you know what? It was, I gotta go.
I have to tell you something, though, you guys. My friend is super, like, he's a sweetheart, so I can't imagine him doing something fucked up like running away. And it is... At least you were polite enough to talk to her and at least say that you had, at least lie to her that you had to go somewhere. What you gave her the old, oh, I've got to be somewhere, or my mom's in the hospital kind of thing. What'd you say?
I just said, I have to go. Something just came up right now.
You know, she knows you were lying.
So, pretty much, she knew why I was leaving, because if, like, the way she was reeling me in, thinking, making me think that she was a real chick
right.
and everything, and not coming out straight from the get-go,
right, right.
telling me that she's a transgender.
So,
at first...
Wait, I have a question for you. So, why not just to ask her, you know, just... I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure you freaked out and were, like, shocked. But I would have been, like, straight up, I can tell, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with that. It's your lifestyle. But you should have just been honest because, I mean, come on. Did she think that she was going to meet a guy and that they were going to just believe that she was a woman when it was that obvious? You know what I mean?
No. And back in the day when we met or when I was talking to her, I really didn't know about sexuality, genders, what was this, what was that.
It wasn't that common.
She just told me that I'm a TG. And I'm like...
Oh, but she did mention this, like, before you guys met or no?
Yeah, but when she had said that...
You didn't know what she meant.
I didn't know what she meant by that.
You should have asked her. So in her mind, in her defense, she did tell you, but she, because you didn't say, oh.
I would question her, asking what's a TG or what's a V?
And what did she say?
And she's like, you should know.
Oh, so she was just too embarrassed to actually say it straight out. But she tried, at least, I guess, to communicate or relate the message. So what was her reaction when you gave her the excuse that you have to go?
She was like, well, why you have to go so fast?
Another question, sorry to be rude, but how did her voice sound in real life?
Deep.
So like, it wasn't her on the phone?
No, it wasn't her on the phone. It was her cousins or her friends.
Oh, my God.
That were on the phone because the first call that I got from her was one voice that was kind of like low and like soft, and the second one it was more of a high pitched and low and like high pitched but soft.
It's weird because of course you like run into like all these weirdos, right? When we're like on the online world, like duh, you just have to expect and know that you're gonna come across some weirdos. And we're all guilty of, like, lying a little bit, like, on our profile or our pictures. You know, we edit a little bit or add a filter or something, you know, whatever. We know that it's, like, the person enhanced by 10 or something, you know. But ultimately, if you're, I always thought, like, if you're gonna eventually want to meet some of these people, don't lie that much, because then it's, come on, they're gonna see you, you know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
And so when you told her you had to go, what did she say?
She just, like, had like a disappointed face, like, why you have to be, we just got here, and I just got here, at least.
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a dress, like, knee-high dress, and heels, I believe. I'm not sure.
That's so weird. Well, look, I have to give you props for not being an asshole. You were nice about it, you know? And so, obviously, you didn't keep in touch after that. That's one crazy story. Do you want me to share one of mine?
Sure.
I have so many. But I think the craziest one that I can think of right now is this one guy. I don't remember the app. Probably Meet Me, or like before Meet Me, remember, it was like Moco Space. So it was one of those. And so this guy, you know, and for girls, it's always different, because for me, I because I'm a girl, I take a little more time to get to know them, like, over the phone before I initially want to, like, meet up, you know? So this guy was just, like, in such a hurry to meet me. You could tell he was just fucking horny, you know, and he wanted to, like, fuck or something. But I never let him on in that way. But I can tell just by his demeanor and everything. He was super pushy, super aggressive. And, like, for some reason, I still agreed to, like, meet up with him, right? And so when we met up, we were in his car. We went, where the fuck did we go? I think we were going to go just, like, get something, like, to eat or to, like, ice cream or some shit, right? And so we drive off. We were probably like a block away from where we met, and we were still in his car. And then he's, of course, like, once he parks his car, he's just immediately tries to make moves, you know? And I'm like blocking him off. I'm like, excuse you. And so he gets so pissed off, you guys. Like, he's just like pissed, what do you mean? Like, he couldn't believe that I was like not just willing to,
you know.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck your problem is. I never agreed to hooking up. I'm sorry that in your head, you know, this turned out differently. But I'm like, no, like I don't know what kind of girls you're used to meeting on here, but it's not gonna happen. And so he was just, I he popped into my head right now, because he was just so angry. It was funny to me, because I'm like, why? You don't even know me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just a random girl you just met. Like, why are you getting so, like, aggressive and angry? Like, this is taking up so much of your energy right now. Like, take it easy, calm down. So I don't remember, like, I obviously got off of his car. I wasn't gonna let him, like, even try to drop me off home, because I mean, I seen that he was enraged, and that was just weird to me. It was way too much for some girl that he doesn't even know. And so, because we were so close to where we had initially met, I just walked back. But yeah, that's one story that comes to mind. That was kind of insane. It's just funny though to me that most guys do already go in with that mindset, like, oh, like, hook up for sure, you know, like, even if the girl didn't agree, or, you know, I'm not gonna lie, girls, sometimes we are looking for a hookup too, you know, and I think underlying, we all kind of do, but I think girls go more based off of vibes and how things are gonna play out, whereas guys are just gonna, like, they're just ready regardless, like, no matter what. There can be, like, zero chemistry and you just wanna fuck, you know? Do you agree or no?
Yes, I agree. 100%.
Why?
Because, okay, a lot of those dating sites, you know what you're there for.
Of course, yeah.
It says you want to have fun, you want to find
local. It's called a dating, quote unquote.
You want to find local females around you that want to fuck with no commitment,
yeah,
no strings attached, nothing. And they ask you, so what are you here for? What are you looking for? And I'm like, same shit you're here for. And when I tell them I'm here for a fuck buddy or whatever, you know. They say, oh, well, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
It's just sometimes the guys approach, and I get it. You guys are just being straight up to the point. But it's so aggressive, you know, that it kind of scares us away, even though we are there basically for the same thing that you are. But for instance, me, and I know it sounds stupid because, you know, we are. You're just not beating around the bush. And I don't think we are either. It's just more like slow your roll, you know, like I'm here to put out too, but calm down, you know, like take your time to get to kind of know me or at least entertain the idea. And also, to me, most importantly, like back when I was, you know, hooking up and doing my thing and on the dating app scene, I would always just go based off of like vibes and like the chemistry I felt or the attraction, you know what I mean? Sometimes a picture is different from like a face-to-face personal, how do you call it, when you meet up, you know. And it doesn't necessarily mean that all the person is uglier in person. It's just sometimes maybe even like the vibe is off or like the personalities don't match, you get me? So I'm not still gonna like put out just because I had this idea in my head. I'm okay with like, oh well, yeah, I didn't feel it. And so I'd rather just either be cool as in stay in touch as friends, hang out, blah blah, or just never talk to them again. But I'm not gonna just agree to hook up just to hook up. To me, I would not do that. And guys are more like, yeah, they're down to do that, right?
Yeah, I could say 75 out of 20 out of 100.
Yeah, me too, because most guys were already expecting that. And like I said, you know, not that we girls aren't there for the same thing, yes, but take it easy, you know, like because we both know what we're there for, we should work our way to it, you know. Well, I don't know.
Well, that's what's funny, because once the female sends you a message saying send me a picture of your dick,
yeah, that's then different.
You already know what.
No, yeah, that's different.
But you send them a picture and you request one back, and they stop talking to you.
Let me tell you another thing about dick pics. Don't send them if we don't ask for them. Because I cannot tell you guys how many dick pics I've gotten, unsolicited, unrequested, unwanted. Like, I never even, like, I barely, like, seriously, I've had these kind of, like, experiences on the dating app scene. Hi, hey, what's up, what are you doing? Nothing. And then the next message is dick pic. I'm like, seriously? Like, that's your whole conversation. It's a hi and a dick pic. I don't like that. I'm like, what? I don't even know how to respond to that. Am I supposed to, like, compliment it? Or what should I do? I don't know.
No, you should just tell them. You know, it's too early for you to send a picture without me asking you for one.
I'm just like, hello, okay. So, yeah, don't send dick pics unless asked for, because it's really weird. And I bet I'm not the only one who feels this way. We girls don't know what the fuck to do or say after that. It's just awkward, unless the girl's really into it and really horny, and then, you know, maybe one time out of I don't know how many you'll get a good positive response. I don't know, has that happened to you? Have you ever sent a dick pic without it being requested?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't imagine that a girl would get excited about it. Unless, I don't know, like I said, I may be wrong. But anyhow, moving forward. Okay, so we talked about our most craziest. What's one good experience that you can talk about? Or that you can remember that you want to talk about? Like, you met a girl, or you seen a girl, she's attractive in her picture, and she looked the same in person, and so you guys hit it off, and you guys hooked up.
Not necessarily, but there was this one time where a girl says that, oh, she's hungry, and I don't know what.
Was that me? No, I'm just kidding.
And she tells you that she'll, you know, kick it with you or fuck around with you if you buy her something to eat.
Ew, girls are actually saying, like, buy me a meal for, like, what, exchange for what, sex or, like, a blowjob or something?
Yeah. And I was curious, and I'm like, okay, fuck, you know, went down to a hamburger spot.
Was she fat? Was she chubby?
She was
thick.
She was like 4'11".
Don't say what you think she weighed. Was she chubby?
She wasn't chubby, but she was
on the thicker side.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, because as those of you who know me personally, I'm a big girl. I'm chubby, so I'm just asking, just curious.
And by the way, I like my girls a little bit on the heavy side.
Yeah, no, like I said, nothing, not that there's anything wrong. I just wanted to know the details that go.
Yeah, and so anyways, after she got what she wanted, she wanted some chili cheese fries, and my girl, cool.
Did you guys share?
No, not really. I got my own.
You don't like sharing your food?
Do you?
No.
It depends.
I don't think we've ever shared. Well, yeah, we have, but not really. We mostly do anyway.
So from right there, so we went back to, again, my house. My parents were out of town again. And
so you're ready for her to put out. You already fed her.
Yeah, and I was just like getting behind her and just like grinding on her and everything. And she's like, I could give you a blowjob.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, all right, cool. So I got ready for it. You know, took down my boxers, whatever, you know. And then she's like, oh, but you gotta put a condom on. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, how the fuck do you get pleasure from a blowjob when you're not even feeling any sensation?
Did you snap? What'd you tell her?
I told her, nah, what the fuck? Why are you gonna put in a blowjob? What's the point of that? And, well, anyways, I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. And so
she's like, hello, you only bought me chili cheese fries. You get a blowjob with a condom. Maybe if you would have supersized or bought her more items. No, I'm just kidding.
So I was like, all right, fuck, you know, at least it's a blowjob, whatever, you know. But it was one of the fucking not even pleasurable moments that, like, if a girl's gonna tell you that she's gonna give you a BJ, of course, most of the time, you expect it to be raw. No, not all like, you gotta cover up because I don't
want
to. Do you
want to know something weird that pertains to this story? First, I want to ask you, did you get your money's worth?
Not really.
So you feel gypped?
No, not even gypped because of.
Did you finish?
No.
Oh my God. So, did she finish her chili cheese fries?
Yeah.
You got chipped. No. Okay, so wait. Back to the wearing a condom for a blowjob. So, one time, and this was the person that I was not dating, like, officially or anything, but someone who I was hooking up with consistently and continuously, like, for a while, you know. And so whenever we would hook up, of course, we would have protected sex with, you know, we would use a condom. But I think it was the first time that I was gonna go down, I actually got surprised that he wanted to wear the condom while I went down. Yeah, I know, I was the same reaction, because usually it's the other way around, you know, I guess, like how you just said. And I was actually like, what? Like, honestly, I don't know why, I kind of felt a little offended. Like, this guy thinks I'm super fucking dirty or have a disease or something. And at the same time, though, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is good. It's a good thing because, you know, he's obviously, like, he takes care of himself and his body. And he's, I don't know, but at the same time, I felt a little, it made me feel awkward that I didn't initiate the whole thing, that he had to. And so it made me feel kind of stupid. It was weird. I don't know. But yeah, it happened to me too. So, okay, so that was a good, right? Well, yeah, I mean, you got some action.
Yeah. But
so,
it's not what was
advertised.
Expected.
Some girls, okay, so I have to admit, girls, we have more advantage, obviously, because the guys just will relying on how far the girl's willing to go. Because if the girl's not down, she's not gonna do anything. It's up to her, right, to give you access. And so, girls, we are aware of this, and we do take advantage sometimes. I'm guilty of it, you know, like we do kind of like lead on or make it seem like, oh yeah, you know, just flirt a little. And because I remember, like, when I was younger, you know, and I'll be like, me and my cousin or something, like, we need a ride to, like, the club or anywhere, you know, and we would be like, oh, let's call these guys, because we know that guys are just after one thing, they're always horny, they think that, you know, they're hopeful that we'll put out, right? And so we'll just flirt and be like, oh, come on, let's go here, blah, blah, blah. And then we would just go use them for the ride, and that's it, you know. So it's true, girls do, we do have that advantage, and we do use that to our advantage sometimes. So yeah, that kind of sucks for you guys, but it is what it is.
Yep.
So what about me? Do you want to hear about a good experience? I've actually had a few good experiences, meaning like a good experience, meaning I was vibing, you know, from the dating app, from like the attraction within the pictures, also the conversation back and forth, messaging, and then after a while, like, exchanging numbers, phone conversations were good, and so everything's going good, and then finally meeting up with the person, and same good vibes, and we hooked up, the sex was good, and even kept on hooking. We even like made it like a more than once type of thing, like we hooked up twice, three times, whatever, a few times after that. So that I consider like, yes, a good, like, you know, like a good what I expected, like I'm satisfied, you know, customer right now within the fucking dating app world. I can think of a few of those, yes. Luckily, I guess I've been lucky. I've had a few, not a lot. I'm not a whore bag. I've had a few good ones. And then another type of good experience for me is I met a lot of guys that I didn't, for some reason, there was no chemistry once we met in person, or like the attraction wasn't really there, but we both decided to keep it friendly, like we honestly liked like hanging out and like our each other's company. So I consider that good too, even though we didn't hook up. It was still fun. Did you have any of those?
Not that I could remember.
No. So what would you look for, like what will catch your eye? Like, just, well, first, we all know that we look at, obviously, on a dating site, like, attraction, physical attraction, right?
Yeah. But there's a point to, there's to a certain extent where guys prefer big tits than an ass. And but vice versa.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's different guys. Some guys like rather have an ass and no tits, and then some guys, yeah. So yeah, I can think of a few good like where it ended on good terms. I could think of a lot of like bad ones, you know, because like I said, it was either like they were being creeps or like a aggressive or just total weirdos. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, let's try to think of, like, our most memorable. Like, it could be crazy, funny, like, good.
Let me see. This one time back, like, in 2000... I think, like, around 2003 or 2004.
Ooh, way back.
We went, me and my three cousins, we went to a club in Long Beach off the Pike. And it was an opening night for the club. One of the girls that we knew that we know from the bowling alley was promoting that club, so we were able to get in for free.
Nice.
And the thing that happened is we're out of the four of us, only three of us were able to get in.
Because
my other cousin didn't have papers.
What
and
the
he
hell?
Didn't have an ID. So he went to, like, I guess the Dave and Buster's right around the corner from, like, literally, like,
you guys literally went in the club and left him out.
Yeah. Anyways, it was towards the end of the night already. I only had, like, maybe, like, two drinks, which was fucking adios, motherfuckers. Expensive like a motherfucker.
Yeah, like $8 drinks or more. $12.
Like $10, yeah. $12 a drink, whatever.
For a watered down audio.
It turned out to be pretty good on my end, the way I did not expect it to end.
Wait, but you met this person on a dating app?
No, it was random at the club.
No, I said your dating app. On a dating app experience. But anyways, I'm interested in this story, how it ends, so tell me.
Well, it didn't turn out like it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the way, I'm a smoker. I smoke cigarettes. And this one girl, I'm not gonna lie, I do like heavy set girl. Not heavy set, but like a little bit.
I like my girls BBW.
Yeah. A little bit on the heavier side, you know? So, like I said, it wasn't planned. She was walking next to me when I was outside. She was smoking too, and my cigarette, the cherry, it burned her arm, and she got mad at me.
Uh-huh.
She got mad at me and said, "Oh, you gotta pay for doing that. How are you gonna pay me back?" I'm like, "Well, what do you want?" And I'm like, "Well, it's still early to call it a night, so we're gonna probably just go get a room or whatever, you know." And she's like, "Oh, okay." So when I go get a room,
wait, how bad was the burn? Was it just a little,
like a little, okay. A little peck, like about this right here, the little mark right here that I have.
So it left her a mark.
Yeah, like on the back of her arm, whatever, you know.
Ow.
But she did that, I guess, also because she wanted some dick.
Right. No, obviously there was, when she seen who burned her, I mean, it went from like, what the fuck, to like, oh, wait.
Yeah, so now you're going to pay for it. So how are you going to, you know, how are you going to pay, what are you going to do to make it better?
Did you ever expect one of your pickup lines to be burning some girl?
No. And what happened is, okay, there's two BBWs in the car, riding in the car with my cousin, the one that was undocumented. His car was an Acura Integra, dropped like a motherfucker.
I know those fucking rims were scratching.
So, we went to a local famous motel.
How famous?
And everyone probably been there once or more than once.
Let's promote it right now.
The new bell.
Oh, Bell, California.
Yeah. Anyways, so as we're going, remember, these girls were very heavy set, The ones that were in the car with my...
Were they in the backseat, both of them?
In the backseat, both of them. My cousin's car is dropped as it is.
Even if it was.
And when he went up the driveway, it went... it fucking scratched. And the girl was like, was that us? Did we... Did it scratch because we're heavy?
That is so embarrassing. And as a big girl,
checked his tires or whatever to see if he didn't get anything damaged.
Oh my god.
So what ended up happening, those two girls, we kind of we got two rooms, but I screwed one of the guys that actually paid for the room, and I went in there like it was my money and got the room, and he had fucking kick rocks.
What?
So what happened is that the one girl that was not heavyset was one that my cousin got lucky with.
Hey, I thought you said you liked heavy girls.
No, I'm into heavy girls. Oh. My cousin's the one that got the skinny girl. And I guess it was my cousin's first time with a girl or whatever, you know?
Really?
I'm guessing because the way I seen last year was fucking like fucking condoms everywhere and
ew,
shit.
They probably fucked more than once.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And the thing that the girl was seeming telling us, he was fucking spanking my ass, like saying, yeah, yeah.
Ew, what
like,
the hell?
Like he was fucking watching porn or something like that.
Okay. What? I hate those, by the way. The ones that, they think they're a porn actor.
But the funny thing to that is that the girl that was in the room with him came over to my room where I was staying out with that other girl.
Afterwards?
Yeah. But they were going to... No, this was before this was all happening.
Oh.
They wanted to get more beer.
Uh-huh.
And we had, like, the last six beers with us in the
car.
No, in the room.
Yeah.
So, the minute we got there, it went straight to business. Boom.
Wait, you and the girl that you burned?
I dropped on my drawers and everything. And I hear this knocking.
Wait, was she ready to? Was she down too?
Yeah, she was down too. Okay. That's what she wanted. And then all of a sudden, the girls that called her friends called the room asking if they could get the beer, if they could get like two or three beers from us.
Uh-huh.
So her friend said, yeah, just knock on the door, whatever.
Did you guys get in trouble?
No.
Oh.
Knock on the door. So you hear, the next thing I hear is, and I'm in my birthday suit.
And you open the door like that.
And I open the door like that.
Oh my god, you would.
So when I open the door like that, the first thing I see, the girl drops her mouth. And she sends me up and down. And when she was in, when I was already closing the door, she kept turning around backwards and she couldn't keep her eyes off me.
What a slut. No, I'm just kidding. Well, hey, you, come on, you're exposing yourself. What do you expect her not to fucking look? I think you low-key wanted her to look.
Yeah, I did. And I'm not to be...
So, wait. Before my app, because we're running out of time. So, that was a good experience because, yeah, you ended up hooking up with a girl by simply burning her fucking arm with your cigarette. That's amazing. That's actually one of the most craziest, most amazing stories I've ever heard. But, let's try to start wrapping up the show. Not that I want to end it, because I could just... We can go on and on about this topic. It's just so much craziness that comes along with, like, meeting total random randos, you know, and weirdos of the world. Even outside of the dating apps, because that was not a dating app story. But I liked it, so fuck it. What else did I want to ask you before we close this episode here? I wanted to ask about, like, because I know there's, like, the dating apps that everyone knows about, and then there's dating apps that only guys know about, like the low-key ones, I guess, the ones that are just straight off where nasty, disgusting whores are just like literally like there to fuck. So it's like those are the ones that charge, right? Like, or what, how does that work?
Pretty much I could say most anything that you see that says you wanna snap sex snap or whatever, you know?
Because I've heard of I've heard guys mention, like, because I have brothers and a lot of guy friends. Well, not anymore, but yeah, my brothers are savages. They don't care, and they don't censor their they don't censor themselves with me. Okay, wait, I don't wanna run out of time, so hold on. Okay, so my brothers, I've heard through like my brothers, like, that there's websites like, what was the one I was telling you, Fuckbook?
Yeah.
Backpage, all these crazy sites I've never heard of.
Backpage is mostly like Craigslist, looking for services.
Like, that's escorts. Straight out, like, no BS, no dating. It's just straight up fucking fuck sex. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no other, like, it's just sex, straight up.
Yeah.
That's so weird. For a price. But for a price. So, that's gross. It's just gross because, ew, I mean, come on. I don't know. Like, guys, I obviously think very differently because they're willing to pay, you know? Like, I don't know. But, I mean, to each his own, I guess. But, yeah. So, that was something I was kind of not curious about because I know due to my brothers and, like, some of my guy friends. But, I don't know. What's your take on it?
Me personally, I would never pay for pussy.
Good. I just think it's weird. But I mean, I'm not judging you guys.
How come I can't be the other way around? The girls want some dick. How much you want to pay for it?
Because it don't work that way. Well, you know what? You never know. What if, I'm sure there are like guy gigolos or whatever. I don't know what they like to call themselves. Escort is the preferred name I heard like tossed around lately. Anyway, yeah, I just think all this shit's just crazy. Like, sex is so beyond, it's so like, I don't know, there's so many levels and like craziness that people are just willing to do, like pay and fucking, I don't know, it's just crazy. But this was fun, you guys. I love today's topic and episode and my very first guest. Thank you so much. This was fun. I really enjoyed this, and thank you for being on my show today. Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
All right, well, we're already kind of thinking about making like a part two to this episode, right? Yeah. Or maybe even just
part three, part four, part five,
we'll
part
keep
six.
You guys posted, but for now we're gonna wrap it up because it's getting late, and also because I don't want this episode to be super duper long and boring. Not that we're being boring, but you know, I gotta keep it fresh and not too long. So this was awesome and fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did, and I hope you guys enjoyed our crazy stories as much as we enjoyed sharing it with you guys. And thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like and rate my podcast wherever you guys are listening to my little show. Excuse me, any last words?
Stay tuned for the next couple of episodes.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, so you're already agreeing, you're committing. Let's get this in writing. You guys are my witnesses. Nah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This was fun. So thanks again for coming on my show, and thank you guys for tuning in, and stick around. There's more like to come, obviously. So yeah, so say goodbye to my listeners.
Layers.
Bye, you guys. Take your home, let you juggle my ball. While I'm eating, tearing down your